Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 69, Samech Tet. In this psalm, the author is fed up. He has lost any capacity to see clearly. He feels he is choking in fear and desperation. Out of this major crisis, he turns to God, asking for salvation. "For I am moments away from my soul being expunged," he says. I'm translating his literal words, which say, "water has reached my soul," to mean that he can't handle it any longer. The notion of choking or drowning comes from the second verse, in which he literally speaks of drowning and of deep waters overwhelming him. Hoshienu Elohim ki va'u mayim ad nafesh, tavati biven mitzula ve'in ma'amad, bati b'mamakei mayim v'shibolet shtafatni. Save me, O God, from the waters that come to my soul. I sink in the deep mire where there is no standing. I've come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me. The feeling of drowning, gasping for the last breath, realizing that there is no more natural salvation, that feeling is when fright turns into horror. For the psalmist to begin with such an image sears into our minds the desperation he feels at that moment. Sinking in Yavan Mitzula should be defined as quicksand, a slow, terrorizing realization that you can't get out. Ve'ein Mamad, there's no way to get up. The remaining two verses of the introduction continue with theme, but move from the gasping breath to the dried throat, weary of crying, eyes extinguished of tears. Yagati b'kari nichar groni kalu einai miyachel Elohai. Rabu misarot roshi sone chinam atzmu mitzmitei oivai sheker asher lo gazalti azashiv. I'm weary of my crying, my throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would destroy me, who are my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. What I did not steal, must I restore? He wonders at the reason for his misfortune, the inanity of it all. I haven't stole, how can I return? He then describes the shame and humiliation, calling out to God for it to cease. Elohim atayadata le'ivalti v'ashmotai mimcha lo nikhadu. Al yevoshu b'kovecha Adonai tzvaot al yikamu b'mevakshecha Elohei Yisrael. כי אלך נסעתי חרפה, כיסתה כלימה פף פניי, מוזר הייתי לאחי, ונחרי לבני אמי. כי קינת ביתך חלטני, וחרפות חרפך נפלו עליי, ואבכה בצום נפשי ותהי לחרפות לי. ואתנה לבושי שק, ואהי להם למשל, יסיחו בי, יושבי שער ונגינות שוטי שחר. Oh God, you know my folly and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait on you, Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let that no, not those who seek you be ashamed for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I've suffered insult, shame has covered my face. I've become a stranger to my brothers and alien to my mother's children. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the taunts of those who taunted you have fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became a reproach to me. I made sackcloth my clothing, and I became a proverb to them. Those who sit in the gates speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. The words shame, humiliation, taunts come up several times in this section. The psalmist might not be in physical peril, but psychologically he's at his end. It's when even your brothers don't recognize you or act as if they don't, your own family sees you as foreign, that is truly the most shocking and embarrassing of all. Who doesn't shudder at the thought of not having at least your own family stand with you at your time of need? He fasts, he weeps, he becomes a cautionary tale. The songs of the drunkards sing, this is the bottom. And then he prays. Elohim berov chastecha. But as for me, let my prayer be you or to you. Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Hatzileni mitit, v'alt etba'a And atzlam yisonei ma'im. Rescue me from the mire, from the quicksand. Don't let me sink. Let me be saved from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Al tishtefeni shibolet ma'im, al tibleini mitzula, al tetar alai be'er pia. Do not let the flood of the water sweep over me. The deep swallow me up. The pit shut her mouth over me. Aneini Adonai ki tov chasdecha kirov rechamecha pnei elai v'al taster panecha me'abdecha ki tzar li meher aneini karval nashi ge'ala l'man oivai p'deini. Answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your mercies. Do not hide your face from your servant, from your trouble. Answer me quickly. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. But I, Vani, is a phrase with which we are quite familiar over the course of our learning Psalms. It contrasts his previous direction, giving us an about face. He manages to find the energy to turn to God. He says, my prayer is you, tefilati lecha. Sure, pshat means my prayer is to you, God, but I almost hear that his prayer is God. This verse is so poetic that it is adopted in our daily liturgy, saying my prayer to you, at a time of God's acceptance. Eit Ratzon. When is the time ripe for God to accept my prayer? Anytime. Right now is a perfect time for God to listen to his prayer, to answer it, to show compassion. Because if God answers, then he stops thinking. If he hears God's voice or senses that the presence is close, his downward spiral halts. He's suspended. He finds another breath. And that is all he needs to continue to call out to God, to find his way out of the mire, to start breathing again, to demand from God salvation. You know my reproach, my shame, my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Insults have broken my heart, for I am in despair, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I have none. And they drink me poison in my food. They gave me poison in my food. For my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Then his shame and dishonor becomes part of his justification for God, to intercede, to save him from his dismal state. You know God, and you don't like when your servants are humiliated. And so, the plea takes on more intensity. Let their table become a snare. Let it be a trap. Let their eyes be darkened and let them not see. Let them shake. Pour out your indignation upon them. Let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate. They persecute him whom you have struck. They tell him the grief of those whom you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not be admitted into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. Concluding with a reference of the day of reckoning, when books of life and death are open before God and he writes or erases, the psalmist demands to be erased, them to be erased, and God expects, and expect God to be the eraser. Verse 25 reminds us of the Passover Seder when we call out to God to smite our enemies. Shvoch hamatcha alagoyim, pour out his wrath upon them, finish them off. With these powerful words, invoking God's help to defeat his enemies and erase their memory from this world, the psalm changes its tenor and turns to God in confidence, in prayer, in devotion, va'ani. Va'ani ani v'choev yeshuatcha Elohim tisagveni ahala shem Elohim b'shir v'agadlenu v'toda v'titav l'adonai mishor par mekrinu mafris. Ra'u anavim yismachu dorshe Elohim yivichil v'avchem ki shomei alav yomim v'adonai. I am afflicted in pain. Let your salvation set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bull that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and their hearts will revive. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners, let the heavens and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in it. Through his pain, he calls out to God. Through that exercise, he finds the strength to even speak of singing out to God, song, gratitude. It will be so genuine, so well received, that those who witness it will rejoice. God, of course, hears the call of the humble. God will not hide his ears. God will protect. God will not reject his loved ones. A psalm which began with such desperation finds a way to come back to himself, to others, with a message, to God, with an almost expectation, and even to Israel, with a return to its mountains and valleys, cities and dwellings. Ki Elohim Yoshia Tzion v'ibnei arei Yehuda v'yashvu sham v'yirshuha v'zera v'adab bin chaluha v'avei shmo yishkenu ba. For God will save Zion and will rebuild the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. And the seed of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Those living in the modern state of Israel, witnessing the miracle of the return to Zion, cannot help but marvel at the psalmist's ability to go from near death and destruction to a return to Zion, a rebuilding of its cities, an inheriting of the land, and a dwelling in the same hills where our forefathers dwelt. The psalm is an inspiring reminder that even the most dire circumstances, through prayer, one can claw one's way back to oneself, one's community, one's confidence, one's relationship with God, and ultimately to the divine promise of return, redemption, and revival.